The first one, very simple. Experience bars measuring progress, something that's been talked about brilliantly by people like Jesse Schell earlier this year. It's already been done in the University of Indiana in the States, among other places. It's the simple idea that instead of sort of grading people incrementally in little bits and pieces, you give them one profile character avatar, which is constantly progressing in tiny, tiny, tiny little increments, which they feel their own. And everything counts towards that, and they watch it creeping up, and they own that as it goes along. Second, multiple long and short-term aims. 5,000 pi is boring, 15 pi is interesting. So you say, you give people lots and lots of different tasks. You say, it's about doing 10 of these questions, but another task is turning up to 20 classes on time, but another task is collaborating with other people, another task is showing you're working 5 times, another task is hitting this particular target. You break things down into these calibrated slices that people can choose and do in parallel to keep them engaged, and that you can use to point them towards individual beneficial activities. Third, you reward effort. It's your 100% factor. Games are brilliant at this. Every time you do something, you get credit. You get a credit for trying. You don't punish failure. You reward every little bit of effort, your little bit of gold, your little bit of credit. You've done 20 questions, tick. It all feeds in. It's minute reinforcement. Fourth, feedback. This is absolutely crucial, and virtuality is dazzling at delivering this. If you look at some of the most intractable problems in the world today that we've been hearing amazing things about, it's very, very hard for people to learn if they cannot link consequences to actions. Pollution, global warming, these things, the consequences are distant in time and space. It's very hard to learn to feel a lesson. But if you can model things to people, if you can give things to people that they can manipulate and play and the feedback comes, then they can learn a lesson, they can see, they can move on, they can understand. And fifth, the element of uncertainty. Now, this is the neurological goldmine, if you like, because a known reward excites people. But what really gets them going is the uncertain reward, the reward pitched at the right level of uncertainty that they didn't quite know whether they were going to get it or not, the 25%. This lights the brain up. And if you think about using this in testing, in just introducing control elements of randomness in all forms of testing and training, you can transform the levels of people's engagement by tapping into this very powerful evolutionary mechanism. When we don't quite predict something perfectly, we get really excited about it. We just want to go back and find out more.